What it is. Peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your honorable boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And, a lot has been going on the last couple of days, honestly. Not even weeks, days. So many of you may know this, but some of you may not. You might be new to the channel, to the podcast. By the way, I do have a YouTube channel also called Professionally Silly. Check me out. So recently, my boss of The Bert Show, Bert, if you're unaware of that, The Bert Show is a morning radio show that has been in Atlanta for over 25 years, about 25 years. And Bert Weiss himself has been in radio for like 40 years. And he just announced this past Tuesday that he is retiring. So that means that the number one radio show for literally years, decades, is going to be no more. And it's bittersweet. I've been listening to The Bert Show since I was in high school. I was like 15, 16 years old listening to that while I'm getting ready for school. And I didn't get to hear the whole thing because, you know, I was in school. But when I got to college, I got to listen to it a little bit more. And then when I moved to LA, I still listened because they were available on iHeartRadio at the time. And then they became a podcast. And then, you know, later on in life, in my 30s, I got the opportunity to work with and for Bert. And it's been a hell of a journey. I'm going to miss getting a chance to work with all of them every day. I've learned so much from them all. I've learned a lot from Cassie, from Kristen, from Abby, all of them, from Jackson, Mikey, Rebecca, Katie, Tommy, all of them. It's just, it really does feel like the end of an era, not just because of I might not have a job on October 24th, which is the last day that The Bert Show will be on air for Q99.7 in Atlanta. And it's just making content with these wonderful people and sharing our personal stories and creating bits and putting together these amazing segments and things and, you know, doing our best to bring smiles to the faces of the people, not just around us, but because they were nationally syndicated in, you know, for like dozens of cities, as well as the podcast reaching the world. It was just a blessing to be a part of that. And I learned a lot from all of them. And if you've been on this podcast since the beginning, then you have grown with me and you know for a fact that this podcast has gone through many different changes. And I finally figured out the format and what works and all that good stuff. And I'm more organized when it comes to the podcast as well. And I've learned so much from them. And I'm sad that it's over, but I am also happy for Bert, my friend. I'm very happy for him because he's in a new chapter of his life. He's newly engaged. He's going to be a stepdad. You know, his older sons are, you know, in college or have graduated, you know what I'm saying? And he's going to get a chance to travel more and not to wake up at 5 a.m. to bring in a show at 6 a.m. every morning. And he had been doing that for over 25 years. Imagine having to wake up that early every day for that long. And always be on, always be, as he says, Bert Show Bert. Now he gets to be Bert. And I'm happy for him. So, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with my job. I'm a board operator for the radio station. So technically I work for them. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. And I'll keep you guys updated with that. But either way, I am hoping that there are some blessings along the line. And there are some things that may happen. I can't share with you now because I don't want to jinx it, but there are some positive things headed my way if I can just figure it out. And I'm really excited about it. Speaking of Tommy from The Bert Show, he pranked the shit out of me the other day. I was about to go home and the show had just ended. I finished up the things I needed to do and I was about to leave. And he says, "Where are you going?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "You're not going to the meeting?" I'm like, "What meeting? I was headed home. What are you talking about?" And he was like, the meeting, we're having a meeting. It's at Popeyes. I'm like, at Popeyes? What? You know, and then Katie chimes in. Yeah, the Popeyes up at Roswell. You didn't get the email? I'm like, email? No, I didn't get the email. And Tommy's like, well, check your email. So I'm looking for this email. I was like, no, bro, I did not get this email. Katie's like, what's the Popeyes up at Roswell? You know where Roswell is, right? Like the Popeyes up. I'm like, no, I don't know where that is. I've never been to the Popeyes in Roswell. What? I don't live on the north side. What do you, what? You know, and then they're just looking at me like, what? How did you not know about this? You know, and Tommy goes, well, look in the subject. Go to your email, open it up and look in the subject title and type in, we're fucking with you. I was like, you know, fuck both of you. Y'all suck. And the next day I asked them, I said, did you guys discuss this prank beforehand? Because Katie, you just jumped right on in. Like you knew what he was doing. Like you just, and she was like, nah, it's funny. I want to play. So I thought it was weird that we're having a meeting at Popeyes. I mean, everybody likes fried chicken, but normally it's in a nicer place when we do meet for dinner or for lunch or something. And I was just like, what the fuck? Not that Popeyes isn't nice. I'm just saying table service. They don't give you that. Oh my God. Make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support for this podcast. And if you're listening on Spotify, you can now comment down below, just like you would a YouTube video. You can check out this podcast audibly, visually. And you can actually check out what I look like as I was messing that up. It's hilarious. All right, guys. So leave your comments down below. It is time for our POC excellent segment, where I like to give flowers to people of color who have done some amazing, inspiring things. So that's coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly podcast. I am actually going to share this from the at Essence of Black Culture Instagram page. I find a lot of amazing content on Instagram dealing with amazing things that people of color are doing. So I do tend to use Instagram a lot. I don't know if it's because I'm a millennial, but I do like TikTok. Leave me alone. Moving on. Went on a little rant there. Okay, so the tagline is what got me. Okay, and it says here, today we honor 16-year-old Bryce Brooks for heroically saving four children from drowning and a family friend, Charles Chuck Johnson, who also died after rushing in to help him when they were swept away by the current. So there is a photo here. If you're watching this in video form, you can see a photo of Bryce and Charles together. Let me go ahead and read the caption to you guys here. Once again, at Essence of Black Culture is the Instagram page. It says here, 16-year-old Bryce Brooks was on a family trip to Pensacola Beach, Florida in April 2023 when he saw four younger children being pulled under by a rip current. Without hesitation, he jumped into the water to save them and he managed to get the children to safety. But as he fought the powerful current, Bryce was swept away himself. A family friend, Charles Chuck Johnson, rushed into the water to try to rescue him. But he too was caught in the current and lost his life. Their selflessness and courage saved four young lives that day, and both are remembered as true heroes whose bravery came at the ultimate cost. I want to give our flowers to Bryce Brooks and Charles Chuck Johnson. They are heroes, and may they rest in power. It's the Professionally Silly podcast. Have you heard about a Virginia woman who used ChatGPT to win $150,000 with the Powerball jackpot, and she donated every cent of it? Yes, I ain't gonna hold you. I would definitely donate some of the winnings, but all of it? The economy right now? Let's go ahead and take a look at what happened here. We're on Instagram page at Future Tech. And it says here, Carrie Edwards, a grandmother from Virginia, stunned her community after winning $150,000 Powerball prize using numbers generated by ChatGPT. While the AI chatbot reminded her the lottery is purely chance, its suggested picks ended up being the winning combination. Instead, that is amazing. Like, but now that they've talked about this, now that I'm talking about this, everybody's going to do it. And ChatGPT is damn, they're going to mess up our odds now. It's going to be too many people using it. Using ChatGPT to get winning lotto numbers is going to be like, well, playing the lottery. Or instead of keeping the money, Edwards donated the entire jackpot to charity, including an organization funding dementia research in honor of her late husband, Steve, who passed away in 2023 from frontotemporal degeneration. Steve, a first responder to the 9/11 Pentagon attack, had captured the iconic photo of the flag draped across the building. Oh, man. Okay. That's so sad. It goes on to say, Edwards admitted she briefly considered keeping part of the winnings, but felt compelled to give it all away, saying her husband would have fully supported the decision. Her act of generosity has been celebrated as both surprising and deeply heartwarming. I mean, yeah, that is really sweet. But like, I don't want to be like, I got to pay bills. Like, that is so sad what happened. But I'm just being real. Like, I'm not saying I wouldn't donate any of it, but I would definitely have to keep some for myself so I can survive in this insane world right now. My God, this world is insane. I need money to survive. What? Eggs are like $18. I don't know. Or they're not that much, but they're expensive. Coffee is insane. Are you kidding? Bags of chips are $5.49, $6.99. That is crazy. A family-sized bag of chips used to, you know what? Don't get me started. And I'm not even talking about the family-sized bag of chips. I'm just talking about a regular-sized bag of chips. Shit's over $6. Over it. Y'all can use ChatGPT. I'm going to use Gemini. Yeah, nobody's done that yet. It's a good thing I didn't announce it on this podcast publicly. Have you heard about the woman whose date walked out on her because of how she eats steak? The way she eats the steak is definitely nasty work. She has the steak in her. I mean, you can see the photo, but for those of you who were not watching the video, this woman has the steak in her mouth, and the steak is the entire steak is dangling from her mouth over her plate. You're supposed to cut your steak in public. I understand that. I don't know if I would just walk out in the middle of the date, but I definitely wouldn't be happy about it. So this is coming from at the Bish Gossip Instagram page. It says here, woman reveals her date ditched her in the middle of dinner because she didn't know how to eat steak correctly. So let's go ahead and dig a little further into this. This is like a text trend from someone named Quan, who she is actually texting. She goes, this is her texting.
Hey, are you okay? You've been gone from the table for like 10 minutes.
And he responds,
I left.
What you mean you left? You haven't even paid and you said you were going to the bathroom.
He responds,
I paid for my food.
Dude, what the fuck? Is this a joke?
And then he responds,
the joke is you, a woman that's almost 40, picking up the steak and biting it like you're an animal. You're embarrassing and classless, and I hate that I ever hopped in your DM. You're nothing like you appear to be on the internet.
Wow. Honest, very quickly, she goes on to say,
I only allowed you to take me on a date so I can get a meal. Ain't no way you playing in my face like this. A real man would have shown me how to properly eat the steak. If you're broke and can't afford me, you shouldn't have took me out on the date. I don't have the money for this food. You need to cash at me.
The audacity. Both of them are just being so mean to each other, like immediately. My God. He responds,
Shouty, you got your meal. You just got to pay for it. Be blessed, big rabbit teeth ho.
Wow. Oh my God. And so now there's two sides to every story, because Shan LaVale is her name. She had a blue check mark on her, what is this, Instagram? I don't know. Anyways, she says here, I finally let this guy take me out after he stayed in my DMs begging for a chance just for him to play in my face and walked out on me at the restaurant. If y'all men can't afford to take women out, stop begging for dates. It's sad he had to come up with a lame excuse just to leave me stuck with the bill I couldn't even afford. And the crazy part is his issue was me not knowing how to eat a steak. Like, me for real. As a man, it's your job to teach me, not embarrass me. So what? So not only is he broke, but he's lacking masculinity too. I'm exposing him because the world needs to know how he, the world needs to know how he did me. 100. Okay. There are a lot of things wrong here. both sides is crazy. First of all, what's your name? Shan Lavelle. You don't need a man to teach you anything. You're a woman who's almost 40. You should know how to fucking use a fork and a knife. If anyone has to teach you how to properly eat a steak at a restaurant in public, that is insane. What was your name? Quan. My, you didn't have to just walk out like that. You could have been like, oh shit, what you did was kind of shady. You lied to her, you ghosted her, and then you insulted her, which in turn made her want to insult you. And so now everybody loses because both of you grown ass adults cannot communicate in person without insulting each other and or ghosting each other. That is insane. This is behavior that I expect from high schoolers. And I apologize to high schoolers for saying that. And also, I hope no high schoolers are listening to my podcast. I'm not for children. Come here, White Claw. There are just so many other ways to have handled this. And I'm looking at this picture. I mean, that does look crazy. And if you really like someone, I'm like, look at YouTube, how to properly eat a steak. And also, ladies, please stop ordering food you can't fucking afford, because you never know what can happen. And you also have no idea what his pockets are looking like. And just because they can't afford the most expensive thing on the fucking menu does not mean that they are broke. Men are living in the same exact society that we are, and shit is expensive. And I ain't gonna hold you. I am in the dating world right now, and if I came across a woman who was just trying to get a free meal out of me, I'm not going to deal with that type of disrespect. You're not going to, the most important and most expensive thing that I can share with anyone is my fucking time. And you're not going to take advantage of that and take my time. Been there, done that, not dealing with it. I'm telling you right now, this is crazy. I think that men and women in general, or just people, need to stop trying to take advantage of everyone. God damn. You know, let me know down below in the comment section, whether you're watching this on YouTube, what do you think about the situation? Who do you think is in the wrong here? How would you have handled this situation? I am curious to read these comments. Have you heard about Rihanna's new baby? Yeah, y'all. So Riri got two kids now, a baby boy and a baby girl. So actually, I misspoke. Rihanna has three kids, not two. So she's got three kids. You got RZA, Riot, and Rocky. And Rocky spelled with an I, by the way. It's really cute. RZA and Riot are their two sons, and Rocky is their first daughter. So that's why Rocky spelled with an I. So she was actually born September 13th, 2025. I don't know much about signs to tell you which sign it is, but I think it's the one before Leo, or it is a Leo. All I know is I think Leo is in August. That's all I have. Congratulations to the beautiful couple and family. And let me tell you something. Them kids is hella cute. And I'm going to tell you this as well. You can forget about any more music from Rihanna. She is boy mom, girl mom, happy family, good man. She is not making music. She's making passive money off of Fenty and probably other shit that I don't even know about. I'm sure she has royalties and all types of real estate. And she probably owns a part of fucking Starbucks. I don't know. Maybe she, Riri might legit be a congresswoman low key, and I don't know. But she is doing very well, and we can just kiss goodbye any thoughts of a new album from Rihanna, and that saddens me. Once a theater major, always a theater major. Let's do some fun cold reads with ridiculous commercials created by AI. Next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. So I went to ChatGPT and I decided to take advantage of the randomness that it can create with my randomness. I put in the prompt for it to create a short and hilarious commercial script for a podcast about recyclable toilet paper. Let's see what ChatGPT came up with. Now, mind you, I have not read this yet, so this will be interesting. Are you tired of regular toilet paper that just does its job? Boring. Introducing Recycle Wipe Toilet Paper, the world's first fully recyclable toilet paper. That's right. Wipe today, recycle tomorrow, and possibly wipe again next week. Because why should all the trees do the work when your dignity can pinch in too? Now, don't... what? Let me try that again. Because why should all the trees do all the work when your dignity can pitch in too? Now, don't worry. Each sheet has been thoroughly, let's just say, reevaluated. Smooth, strong, and good for the planet. Plus, if you order today, we'll throw in a... Plus, if you order today, we'll throw in a refurbished roll holder made from melted down bidet parts. Recycle, this is ridiculous. Recycle Wipe toilet paper, because saving the earth starts with your behind. Recycle wipe, gotta go green, we're the best around, even when you're brown. It literally just said, like, tagline, silly upbeat. I have no idea what that's supposed to be. That was fucking ridiculous. I love it. Oh my God. All right. So if you guys want me to do more random reading funny ass scripts using ChatGPT or AI in general, let me know in the comment section below. We can definitely get some a lot of fun content out of that. Can you imagine recyclable toilet paper? Like, you are buying someone else's toilet paper that has been used, mind you. And somebody has gathered that up and they are reselling it. That is crazy. Next up, we have a new caller on the vent line. Let's see what they want to get off their chest next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. I have not listened to this voicemail yet, so this should be interesting. It is about a minute and 3 seconds. Let's listen to it together, shall we? Okay.
Hi, Professionally Silly. I have a rant about my general manager that is the boss over me. I just have a rant about so many things that he does that irritates the shit out of me. One thing is, as a man, he is unusually sassy. He's so sassy in terms of, like, he does think, he is very, like, you can tell he was raised by a single mother. You can tell because of the music he plays around women. And then when he's around men, he plays more hard stuff, or, like, not hard, but he plays more rap music. Like, he's trying to, like, mask who he is, because when he's around women, he feels so comfortable. He has all these comebacks. He has all these things to say. And then...
So I think her voicemail ended. It says all these things to say, and then silence for like 12 seconds. I don't know. I mean, I can't really speak too much on that. I mean, sassy, that's an interesting way to describe him. It could be a plethora of things. And this is just judging by what you've told me. Neither one of us knows him. Like personally, to know anything, like, oh, for dead on, because you work with him, right? So, well, you know, it could be like a man thing. I've never been a man before, but I have, as far as I know, but I do have a lot of male friends and males in my family, and they all do that. I don't think it has to do with his sassiness. They all do that. DJ Hey Cousin probably won't admit this. I'm not even sure if he knows he does this, but most men do. Like, for instance, he and I could be cackling about something real, like, childish and goofy or whatever. But, like, the moment, like the moment the phone rings and he answers it, his voice gets deeper. It's so weird. If I introduce him to a friend of mine that is also a guy, his voice gets deeper. And most of my male friends do that, and they don't realize they're doing that. It's a weird thing. So I don't know. I think it might be just a man thing. If you're a guy and you're watching and or listening to this, let me know down below in the comment section via YouTube or Spotify, and let me know. Is that just a guy thing in general? I really don't think this has to do with the sassiness. And some dudes really are more comfortable with women because I honestly don't know. What is it about us? Because I'm more comfortable with men. Women freak me out. I don't trust them. I want to date them and I want to marry one, but I don't trust them. I'm being really awkward for no reason here. I don't know. Maybe it's like the opposites attract thing, because I have a lot more male friends than I have female friends when I think about it. Some of them are gay. Some of them are straight. So it's nothing about sexuality. I think it's because I have the mind of a 13-year-old boy. That might be why. Ooh, boobies. See, I do things like that. If you two want to call in to vent about whatever you would like, whether it's your boss, your coworker, someone you're in a relationship with, your kids, your pets, what your neighbor, whatever, just get it off your chest. Maybe your roommate, your baby daddy, your baby mama, I don't know, your siblings. People do things that piss us off. And sometimes if you're anything like me, you don't say anything. You just let it fester and sit until one day you go off about something that is not at all that big of a deal. Yeah, instead of doing that, call me, 805-664-1828. The number will be down below in the show notes and or description box as well. Call me. I was trying to be Miss Cleo. All right. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's, I would say, accountability is a rare thing. And we found that out about the couple that went on their steak date. Accountability is a good thing, and we should not be so quick. We should not be so quick to lash out in anger. We need to start communicating with us. I know it would have been very awkward for this man to be like, hey, listen, the way you're eating this steak is really weird. Instead of just, I'm going to go to the bathroom and then disappear and leave her to pay this check. That was kind of fucked up. So yeah, accountability is a beautiful thing, and I think it would make life a little bit easier. Also, recyclable toilet paper, horrible idea, but we need to figure something out. Professionally silly life rules. Oh my gosh. Shout out to the listeners, because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. I really appreciate you guys joining me every week and getting your silly on. That's awesome. Subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you are listening. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and or written review. That would definitely help my podcast grow, especially on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. They are the podcast gods, and I can't grow without them. So help me out. And don't forget to subscribe to the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. And that is actually where you get to see the silly visually. All right, guys. So this is your first time listening. I hope that you decide to come on back and join in on the silly and binge the episodes that you haven't heard yet. Yeah. And also share this podcast with a friend. Share the silly. Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And check out the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. And guys, if you you can also call the vent line for anything you want. Maybe you want some advice, or maybe you just want to tell me that you enjoy the podcast. Maybe you have some ideas. Hit me up, 805-664-1828. Or you can email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. All right, check the show notes for some more bonus information on like how to follow your girl and all of her social medias. My most used social medias, TikTok, Instagram, all that stuff can be found in the show notes under my link tree. Now, listen, times are hard, and maybe you want a personalized video. Okay, times are hard. I can use the money. Hit me up on Cameo at Amber Smiles Jones. And my P.O. Box is down below as well. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. Once again, it's your Audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you so much for listening to the professionally silly station where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. In the average lifetime, a person will walk the equivalent of 5 times around the equator. So, enjoy that. It's a lot of walking. Until next time you decide to tune in, pea silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye. I would say accountability. Are you tired of regular toilet paper that just does its job? Boring. Introducing Recycle Wipe. Toilet paper. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me try that again. Recycle wipes. No. Because why should all the trees do the work when your dignity? Recycle wipe. Gotta go green. We're the best around, even when you're brown. Because why should trees do all the work when your dignity? What? Let me do that part again. Recycle wipe. Gotta go green. We're the best around, even when you're brown. That is so fucking stupid.